Blog Talk Radio.
Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing the power of positive thinking, featuring Dr. Kathy Schaefer. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeens@blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss a show, you can always check us out here on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/109-9PennStation. Also, check out our fan page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. I hope everybody has had a great weekend. I definitely did. And without any more ado, we're going to get into our weekly affirmation. And our weekly affirmation for this day is, I am completely and 100% at my optimal performance. I am achieving great success in all areas of my life. I am focused and balanced. I achieve prosperity through discipline and hard work. I am divinely guided in all things that I do. Ashe. And you can check out affirmations like this one and many more on our fan page on facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen, as well as conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. All right, our monthly yoga pose for the month of July, and this will be the last week of this yoga pose, is the Mariachi Asana. It has great benefits such as calming the brain, stretches the spine and the shoulders, stimulating abdominal organs like the liver and kidneys, and improving digestion. So it's a great pose. If you want to learn more about it, you can check it out on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. All right, without further ado, we're going to get right into the show. Peace, Dr. Schaefer. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Terry.
Peace and blessings. How are you?
I am so good. I am just simply floating on cloud nine.
That's awesome to hear. I mean, this is a great, great topic, and we definitely do want to get into it. But before we do, tell our listening audience a little bit about you and who you are and what you do.
Okay, Tay, I'll tell you, I am just so thrilled and ecstatic that I have the privilege to know you and have the opportunity to share this moment of time and space with you, because I will tell you, the power of positive thinking has the ability to transform our lives when we put it into motion. And concerning what I do, a little bit about me and what I do, I have more than 10 years of experience in education, consultation, and instruction. I am personally dedicated to professional development, as demonstrated by my commitment to higher learning. I am skilled in administering diagnostic assessments and collaborating with families, schools, and communities. I am confident I possess a strength and experience in working with individuals from many backgrounds, cultures, disabilities, and various age groups. I have worked as a research assistant, a communications intern, a substitute teacher, a group facilitator, a teaching assistantship. I have instructed in special education, the scoring of diagnostic tests, curriculum design, tutoring, motivational life skills, instructional with the instructional learning with the hearing impaired students, and making classroom observations. And I will tell you, one of the greatest joys that I've had in my life is having the opportunity to live my dream with being able to inspire and motivate individuals. And it was just such a dynamic opportunity for me to meet you, Tay. And it, again, I will say, it's such a privilege and a joy. I sat here moments before I got online, and I realized that I am living my dream to be able to use my voice to empower, inspire, and motivate others. So that's a little bit about who I am and what I do.
Definitely. Okay, so let's get right into the topic. And we definitely appreciate all your expertise on this topic. So let's start really basic with, what is positive thinking?
Positive thinking is the ability, and I will give you some information from Norman Vincent Peale. Actually, his title is Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. He is the author of a particular book entitled The Power of Positive Thinking. a practical guide to mastering the problems of everyday living. And in one of his, in this particular book, in the title of the chapter of this book, is Believe in Yourself. And the power of positive thinking allows us to believe in ourselves. And that's what it says here. Believe in yourself. Have faith in your abilities without a humble but reasonable confidence in your own powers. You cannot be successful or happy. Self-confidence leads to self-realization and successful achievement. So that's what that is what positive thinking is all about.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I definitely agree with that statement. So how is positive thinking different from how we normally think?
Well, I will give you a classic example this morning when we were preparing my children and I to come to visit in Chicago. I think my daughter was a little bit anxious about getting here, and she was a little bit on the edgy side, and I could have allowed myself to be drawn into that, and we could have potentially had a confrontation, but I decided to take the high road and to be positive, and I assured my daughter that we were on time and we were on schedule, and when we got in Chicago, it would be at the right moment. So positive thinking is being able to take a perceptual shift in what we are doing and thinking and have a positive outcome about that. So that's what is a little bit different in positive thinking versus normal thinking, because sometimes I think when we think normally, a person is not pleased with what we're saying or what we're doing at that time. And we tend to adapt the same kind of ideology that that person is thinking at that time. My daughter was frustrated and she was anxiety-ridden. I could have been drawn into that particular train of thought. However, I chose to take what I call the high road and this ability to think positively and adapt the power of positive thinking. And so I brought her onto my avenue by assuring her, daughter, we're going to get there exactly when we're scheduled to be there. We're on the right road to where we want to go. So those kind of ideological thinking, that kind of ideological thinking transforms our actions, and it transforms the way that we think and how we present ourselves to others. So that is the difference between how a person might normally think as opposed to what a positive thinker might want to think.
Definitely.
And how a positive thinker does think, actually, yes.
Mm-hmm, definitely. I agree. And if I may add on a bit to what you said, I feel that our concept of what normal thinking is often negative thinking. And it's become something that's normal in our society to think negatively or to think of the worst, because we look at it as a way to prepare ourselves just in case the worst does happen. But what we're not understanding is that our thoughts have power. So when we're thinking negatively, we're actually calling that situation forth, and we're actually calling that situation to manifest what we don't want.
True.
So by thinking positively, we counteract that action. So that is that's definitely how it's different from normal thinking. So now that we know what positive thinking is and how it's different from how we normally think, why don't we explain a little bit about the benefits of thinking positively?
The benefits of positive thinking is that the results of our thinking become positive. For example, all the times that I lived in Chicago, and I thought about this earlier today, and you know Chicago is a huge city. Millions of citizens live here. I would go to the 12th Street Beach. Honestly, Tay, I can, in our audience that we're speaking to, I can only recall one specific time in particular that I would go to the 12th Street Beach and not find a parking space. There were two times. One occasion I couldn't park because all of the parking spaces had been shut down for a particular reason. And there was only one other particular time that I remember going to the 12th Street Beach and I couldn't find a parking space. And I mean, I lived in Chicago for a long period of time, 10 years or in excess. And the same thing occurred whenever I would need to come downtown and on State Street. And anybody that has been in Chicago or lives in Chicago knows that parking spaces are limited downtown, especially during the rush hour, and sometimes even after rush hour, because people love to come down to Millennium Park. I can only recall one or two times in particular that I've ever come downtown Chicago, and I could not find a parking space. So the benefits of thinking positively is that we're going to get positive results. And I'll tell you how it happened with me, because when I began to learn about this power of positive thinking, I said, well, okay, I'm going to start with a parking space, something simple. So I'm going to see if I can call my particular parking space into existence. Tay, I'm going to tell you, every time I go someplace, I call my parking space into existence. I'm like, well, okay, where's my parking space today? I will pull right into it. It is so miraculous how these things happen, how this happens. But I'll tell you the beginning of where I think it began as a Christian, and I'm not sure how many are on the line that practice Christianity, but that's what I know about. When our Creator spoke into existence, before the speaking came, there was a thought. And with that thought, the speaking process came into existence. And so it was spoke into existence, all that we experience on a day-to-day basis. So the benefits of positive thinking is that it nets huge results. When we look at what Michael Jordan does, what Oprah Winfrey does, what Whitney Houston does, all of the popular people that are in our culture, they had to have an ability to think positively. They had a thought. And as a result of their thinking, they talked to somebody about what their desires were, and they became exactly what they thought that they could be.
Definitely. So definitely the benefits that we can see from positive thinking is positive manifestation. So we begin to manifest the things that we have thought about in a positive light. Definitely great information. So how can we access positive thoughts? Because I know that for some people, this may be, even though it seems simple, it may be a little bit harder than we think to access positive thinking. So how can we access it?
And it is a process, because we have to learn how to reprogram our minds to think positively. For example, when we are children, our parents tell us, you can't do that, you can't do that, and they're protecting us and shielding us from certain things in life. And then we grow up in life and we think, well, I can't do this, I can't do that. But when we learn how to do this perceptual shift in this positive thinking, then we understand how to do it. It's as simple as if I create a phrase. And in my cellular, I have phrases that are created for me. And in particular, the phrases that I created for me today was to live in the present, learn from the past, and plan for the future. Nothing stays the same. The third one is, oh, I like this, and say, I get paid to show up. Money is abundant in my life easily and readily. No more playing small. Believe it, expect it, and I'll have it. I'm so happy and grateful. Money is coming to me now from multiple streams in abundance continuously. So these are some of the mantras that I have created for myself. I have a full-time administrative job or better. So when we access these thoughts that are written, first of all, we need to think them, because that's where they begin. And then we need to write them out. And we need to speak them into existence. Not only do I have these prompts that bring a message to me on a daily basis, I say it aloud. And I talk to individuals about these things that I want to manifest in my life. So I'm accepting these thoughts in my head. If something, an incident happened yesterday, I went to talk to a person, and I kind of got a little scared, and I kind of shied away from it, and I didn't do it. But something in the back of my mind, one of these mantras that I've created for myself was in the back of my mind: our universe rewards action. We must act in spite of our fears. And mine is that. Our universe rewards action. I must task in spite of my fears. And in the back of my mind, in my subconscious mind, these thoughts would not let me not talk to this lady that particular day. I had to go back, Tay. So accessing these things that we need for positive thinking, we need to think them, we need to write them down, and we must speak them, and we must act upon them.
Definitely. I definitely agree with you. And that leads us to our next question, our next topic. How does the language that we use create our reality?
Oh, wow. That is so fundamental, and it goes back to speaking into existence, this world that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
It was spoken that we would have daylight and we would have darkness, and et cetera, et cetera. We would have dominion over certain things. And we have dominion over our lives, certain aspects of our lives, and those of others too. A mother has access and dominion over her child's life for a certain period of time. So when we say, if a person says, oh, I can't stand her, that makes me sick to my stomach, what they were saying, I don't like her, they're putting a language in existence that becomes their reality. And I would like to ask you this question, Tay. Out of all the people that you know that are very successful and prosperous, do you ever hear them saying, I'm sick of this, I'm tired of that, I don't like this, I don't like that?
No, not at all.
Because there's no way possible that Michael Jordan could say, I can't do this, or Celine Dion could say, I can't do this, or Jennifer Lopez said, I can't do this, and they become the phenomenal successes they are today. So the language that they created within their minds, and I know that they have had plans written down of a timeline of things that they wanted to accomplish in their lives, and they were able to create it. So the language that we use is extremely powerful in what we create in our lives.
It definitely is. Definitely is. So why should we pay attention to the way that we speak to ourselves and others?
Oh, wow. It's so critical what we say to ourselves and to others. If a child grows up in a home and they're told all the time, oh, you're never going to be anything, you're stupid, you're ugly, you're dumb, that's what that child will believe. And they internalize it, usually a large percentage does. And they become that thing. We see statistics in our society all the time of what criminals have done. So we have to pay attention to what we speak to others, our children, what we speak to ourselves. If I say to myself, I can't get up and walk a mile, I'm not going to be able to. But if I say, yes, I'm going to walk 3 miles a day, that's what I do. People do it every day, all day long. As a matter of fact, I just had an encounter today. A gentleman that had, it seemed like a little bit of a limp in his walk. But I'm told by one of his neighbors that he does that 5 miles a day, 2 to 3, 5 miles a day, 2 to 3 hours a day. I can't remember if it was hours or miles. But the language that this person speaks to themselves, yes, I'm going walking. I'm going for 2 or 3 hours walking, and that's what they do. So the language that we speak to ourselves and speak to others is so powerful. It is extremely powerful. So we have to be careful what we say to others and what we say to ourselves, because if a child, if a mother speaks love and she speaks positive affirmations into a child's life, well, oh, they're going to be just fine. They're doing the best they can do. Oh, they're going to be a superstar track runner or superstar football player. That's what that child becomes. We see them on television during the football season all of the time.
Definitely. I definitely agree with you. And we do have a half hour left in the live stream. I'd like to invite anybody who's listening on the call to call in with your comments and questions after the presentation portion. The call-in number is 917-932-8881, and you will be able to call in by pressing 1. And your hand will be raised, and we'll be able to see that you're on the line with a comment or a question. All right. So now that we understand why we should pay attention to how we speak to ourselves, and not only ourselves, but others as well, can what we think or what we perceive harm our physical reality?
Oh, definitely. You know, I look at my relatives and I see some of them that have said, well, or they have internalized the pain that they have experienced. And a person said to me, perceived pain. And I didn't understand what they meant when they said perceived pain. Well, if a person perceives that someone is doing something harmful to them, they will internalize that and they will react according to that. And it will sometimes bring stressful thoughts to their mind. And as a result of the stressful thoughts, they might have a stress, they might have a headache that's related to the stress of their that they are experiencing in life. Or if the stress is so unbearable, or if the stress is, sometimes the stress in an individual's life will manifest itself in a person's physical form. As I said, they have a stress, they have a headache that's related to stress. They might say, oh, I can't handle that, what they're trying to heap upon me. And so they physically become worn down. They become worn down mentally, and as a result of them being worn down mentally, they become worn down physically. So, yes, what we think can harm our physical reality, and I'll tell you what my own personal experience is, saying in our listening audience, when I have had a full day of activities, and some mornings I'm awake at 5 o'clock and I might not hit the floor until about 6:30, and I may not end my day until about 6:30, 7 o'clock, sometimes even 8 o'clock. Maybe I've taken an hour break during the day, a half-hour energy break. But at the end of that day, I'm going to go and I'm going to get on the treadmill 45 minutes to have a breathing session with myself. Because when we're exercising, we have to be on a certain breathing kind of a pattern. So I work off all of those things that have been in my head during the run of the day. And in working those things off, I'm physically doing something to strengthen my body. If I'm pressing weight that's 55 pounds or 70 pounds if I'm on an abdominal machine, then that's work off anything that I have thought about during the run of the day, because I don't see a person thinking about what they have experienced during the run of the day and physically thinking about how they're breathing on an exercise, on a piece of exercise equipment. It has to be simultaneous. My breathing has to be simultaneous with the kind of exercise that I'm doing. I think you understand what I'm saying in the listening audience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. We do.
Hello? So thinking can be beneficial or it can be harmful to our bodies. We can have a harmful thought potentially and go and work it off at the end of the night, or we can have that harmful thought and it remains there and manifests and fester, and it's just like a snowball effect until it physically deteriorates a person's body. So I say, don't let it rent too much room in your head. Just go and work it off, walk it off.
Exactly. That's great advice. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll finish up the presentation portion of this interview, and then we will take questions. Again, the call-in number is 917-932-8881, and you can call in with your comments or questions. All right, we'll be back shortly after these messages.
Are you looking for a place to sell your products online? Not interested in hiring expensive web developers? Do you love to buy cultural and ethnic products directly from manufacturers? Well, look no further. NewShop.com is the number one online marketplace to buy and sell multicultural and ethnic products. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Get your free e-store, post your products to sell, and make money. Sell books, clothing and apparel, jewelry, bath products, beauty products, health products, accessories, holistic products, even e-books and downloadable music files. The list goes on. No sign-up fees, no contracts, no annoying product listing fees or confusing HTML coding. It's quick, easy, customizable. Go to NewShop.com for your 9-day free trial today. NewShop.com, the number one online marketplace for multicultural and ethnic products. That's www.nuwshop. All payments and transactions on NewShop.com are securely processed through PayPal.
ladies, it's Israel the Poet. Do you love stylish jewelry but are also health and spiritually conscious? Many stylish pieces contain metals and plastics which can irritate the skin and do absolutely nothing for the spirit. So why not be in style while aiding your spirit? Gemini Creations presents Angel Wings, our newest earring line that infuses radiant feather earrings with angelic spiritual gemstones. So look great while aiding your spirit. To check them out, visit GeminiCreations.com. That's GeminiCreations.com. Like us on Facebook. That's Facebook.com/GeminiCreations. Or you can contact Tay Queen through TayQueen@Hotmail.com. That's TayQueen@Hotmail.com. Peace and blessings always.
Peace and blessings. And if you would like to advertise with Conversations with the Queen, you can always email me at TayQueen, TayQueen@Hotmail.com. And we can discuss getting you some advertisement and airtime on Conversations with the Queen. All right, we are back on live discussing the power of positive thinking with Dr. Kathy Schaefer, of course.
Yes. I'm liking what I'm doing.
Yes.
I'm having a ball. And please let me know if my music is a little bit too loud in the background. I'm listening to some Earth, Wind, and Fire.
It's just a little bit loud. Okay, so you can turn it down just a little bit.
Okay, turn it down just a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you. And I appreciate you all tolerating me. Is that better? Is that better?
Yes, much better. All right, so where we left off, well, now I was going to get into the whole thought process of affirmations, or what you called mantras earlier. So what exactly are affirmations?
Mm-hmm. When we affirm something, we affirm that it is true. Even in the face of what does not appear to be, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the absence of things not seen. Faith is also blind to impossibilities, and that's how I live my life. Mm-hmm. When we talk about affirmations, we have to understand that we must walk in them irrespective of whether it appears to be truthful and valid at the present moment. For example, earlier today I said I get paid to show up. Money is abundant in my life and easily, readily. No more playing small. We have to believe it, expect it, and I'll have it. So I know that I get paid to show up. It may be not necessarily in a monetary fashion. However, when my friends welcome me, that's more than money can buy. So I get paid to show up and have fun. So to create an affirmation as powerful as that, and money is abundant in my life easily and readily, yes, it is. So it's just a matter of me connecting the dots. And even though my checking account may not have 6 or 7 zeros behind it or 9, et cetera, I still live my life as though it were the same because I have that mentality. I said this to a friend of mine earlier today. I said, you know, when I walk into worship service, I know that because of my presence, I give the appearance that I have perhaps millions of dollars. So that's what I feel like when I walk into worship service, because I take the time to groom myself. And by the grace of the universe, I am able to look good in what I have on. So to create an affirmation that is equivalent to what we walk in every day, I think is phenomenal. And it occurred to me one day, I was walking down the halls at the university where I was employed, and I had created this affirmation. I'm walking in my prosperity right now. And even though I didn't see that monetarily in my checking, my savings account, I knew that I was. Listening audience and say, I knew that I was, and I know that I am now. So it's almost inconsequential if it shows up in the money fashion, because I'm doing it now as though I'm getting paid that same amount of money. I remember Oprah said one day, she said, if I wasn't paid a penny for what I'm doing right now, I would still be doing it. I'm like, how does that make sense? But it really does. I'm here right now. This is what I'm doing. And whether I'm paid $90 million to do it or 50 cents to do it, I'm doing it. So affirmations have a strong power in our lives. They affirm who we are.
Mm-hmm. They definitely do. And they serve as that platform as well to develop the reprogramming that you were speaking about earlier that we need as far as to combat the negative programming that we've accumulated over a lifetime. So by repeating these things to ourselves and by writing them down and placing them in places where we'll notice them, they do begin to sink into our subconscious mind and, again, start to create that positive thought process that we are all looking to have. So
you're right.
Exactly.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And you mentioned some key factors, Jay. You said writing them down and believing them and seeing them in writing. Because so many times I have written affirmations. I wrote that I have this beautiful home to live in, and I have it by such and such date. And sure to goodness, it happened. There is a power in thinking, positive thinking. There is a power in the written word. And as sure as we think it and we believe it and we expect it, see, those are key factors. We have to expect miracles in our lives every day. And it becomes a part of our subconscious. And when it becomes a part of our subconscious, we cannot get away from it. It was astonishing to me yesterday when I got into worship service to talk to this lady. And I kind of shied away, I told you. And then it was like this thing in the back of my mind. It makes you walk. You cannot just walk. You cannot talk the talk. You're going to have to walk the walk, too. And it takes courage to be who we are.
Definitely does. Before we get into this last question, I would like to invite everybody who has a comment or question to call up with your comments and questions. So call in number is 917-932-8881. And again, that's 917-932-8881. You can raise your hand by pressing 1 if you're already on the line. And if you're not, you can just call in again through that number. All right. So how can we begin to use these positive techniques? How can we begin to use them in our everyday life?
Mm-hmm. Well, a simple one, as I said earlier, I began using mine by saying, well, okay, well, let me go downtown and see how the parking is going to work out for me. And honest to goodness, everywhere I go, I always have a parking space. It is so rare that I can't remember many times that I've said to you that I've gone someplace and I've not gotten a parking space. For example, in Toledo, Ohio, where I live, I would go to the Mulford Library. And it's only been one time that I remember going there out of the 5 years that I've lived there that I've not gotten a parking space. So we can begin with simple things, you know. For example, today I got up to burn an incense, and my friend that I'm with here in Chicago was thinking the same thought. And we almost picked up the incense and walked to the place where we were burning the incense simultaneously. So we have to begin with this positive thought. If a person says, well, they're not gonna agree with what I'm saying, change that thought and say, they will agree with what I am saying. They will agree with what I'm doing. And repetitively say it, because every time that negative thought, no, they won't, replace it with, yes, they will. No, they're not going to, replace it with, yes, they will.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's a repetitive process.
Mm-hmm. It definitely is. And what you'll begin to see as you start to utilize these techniques is that your reaction to stressful situations or things that you saw as bad things in the past will become positive. I noticed that within my own reprogramming of my own thoughts that recently I've endured stressful situations in which, of course, I went through, you know, the normal human emotions, but in my mind, I noticed that my inner talk and my inner dialogue had changed, and I began to immediately speak affirmations to myself, which actually turned this negative situation into a positive one. So the power of these things really do work, and I know that they sound a little bit cheesy or corny sometimes to certain people, but it does work, and sometimes it's a little bit much for us to accept that we have to go back and change things that were fundamentally drilled into us as children. And we have to almost, like a child, start at that level. So it might seem childish that we have to say things to ourselves over and over again. But once we realize the power of these things, once we begin to see the positive results and the positive reactions from all these things, we'll really be able to take advantage of it and manifest great things and great changes in our lives.
You're absolutely right. Bob Proctor does this. He has a podcast out about an airplane being on autopilot. It's set for a certain destination. And any time it's off that course, it's going to be prompted, and it will be programmed to get automatically back on that course. And so that's exactly how we have to do our minds. We have to immediately go into a positive mode when a negative thought tries to creep into our minds. And that's just, it's just as simple as that. And the more we do it, the more effective we become at doing it, and the more skilled we become at doing it. And it just becomes second nature to us. And if I may give this example, say, when in the listening audience, when I was working on my doctorate of philosophy and education, many instances occurred that were discouraging. And I could have said, I can't do this. I'm not going to be able to get this done. I don't know how. But I said to myself, yes, I am going to have this PhD. This is why I got into this program. Yes, I'm going to one way or another. So I would maybe become overwhelmed one day, but I would recharge myself and come right back again.
Exactly. And so all these things are definitely key in creating and helping us to achieve our life goals. We do have some callers on the line.
Oh,
caller
good.
From the 857 area code.
Okay.
Live on Conversations
Ooh.
With the Queen. You have a comment or a question?
Peace.
Peace.
Hi.
Well, Justice, I just wrote, you spoke on exercise and how it
mm-hmm.
works on your body. What is the significant cost of a diet and eating habits?
I'm sorry, we can't hear you. What did you say?
Okay,
speak up, please.
You spoke on exercise, but also what is the significance of diet and eating habits?
Mm. Oh, it's critical. Tay, do you want to speak on that, or you're going to, you would like for me to?
You can speak a little bit, and then I'll add on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is so critical. Exercise and our eating habits and thinking, it has to be a holistic approach. And forgive me, what is your name?
Well, Justice.
Justice. Okay, it's a pleasure to talk with you, Justice. It's a holistic thing because we, first of all, must have the positive thought to eat nutritiously. If it's simply a boiled egg and some oatmeal and some cold milk in the morning, because oats have the capability of softening. It's one of my favorite things in the morning, maybe banana and milk, or oatmeal and milk, or something along those lines. So I have to have the ability to think I can do this. And I prepare my meals for me sometimes at night in advance, or I get up early in the morning and I prepare them in advance before I get hungry. So, yes, you must have the thinking that you can adapt that kind of lifestyle. You must prepare and do those things, and exercise is so critical. We have to get out. If it's nothing but a simple 15, 20-minute, half-hour walk, do it every day.
Definitely, and I agree with what she said, and may I piggyback off of it. No matter where you are on your level of nutrition, whether you be a full-blown raw foodist or you're somebody who just maintains a level of fresh or clean foods, clean eating habits, regardless of where your level is, what happens to the body when you receive toxins, your body automatically responds to it with negative moods, because the foods that you are eating have to be able to sustain your body's ability to produce the certain compounds necessary for not only for your organs to function, but for certain hormonal secretions to be secreted from your brain. So
right.
when you feed your body whole foods that actually give nutrition back into your bloodstream and your body, and you're able to function, and your liver is functioning correctly, your kidneys are functioning correctly, your heart is functioning correctly, all these things are working in synchronicity and in harmony with each other, then you'll begin to notice a change in your mood. But oftentimes this must take place after we have decided to give up the junk foods and have detoxified our bodies from the junk foods, because if we tried to just jump into that right away, sometimes what we might experience is a detoxification period where you might be a little bit moody, not because you're not eating foods with nutrition, just because you're detoxifying all the toxins out of your body. But either way, toxic food or toxic intake of any kind will always have a negative effect on our thinking abilities and our thought processes and our ability to manifest by placing a barrier between our spirit and our physical reality. So it's really imperative that we eat healthfully, and when we eat live, green, vibrant foods, we emit that frequency that those live foods had throughout our physical reality. So it's really, really imperative and really important. So I hope that answered your question.
Can you speak on alkalinity, the difference between alkaline and acidic? Please.
Well, I mean, that's more into, like, the holistic health pattern, and we do have shows where we really, really go into holistic health and really touch on those things, especially when we have doctors like Dr. Yuma Bellamy on, who loves to speak about these great things, but I'll touch on it briefly. Our bodies are naturally slightly alkaline, so when our body is overly acidic or overly alkaline, people don't know that. You can become overly alkaline as well. When your body is on either extreme and out of balance from its natural point, you actually will begin to experience issues that coincide from any imbalance, just like if your body, if you have a deficiency in a certain mineral. All these different things are designed for us to understand how we can take note of where our body is and allow it to come back into balance. Of course, the pH is very important because our bodies are almost 75% water. So, therefore, it is very imperative that we watch the pH balance of the liquid in our body, as it is key and essential for us to function.
It is so critical. And if I may interject a thought here, that we understand that all food is composed of energy. And there's certain foods that we can eat that's going to give us a high amount of energy. And then there's certain foods that we will eat that will drain us of our energy. And we have to be cognizant of that, because the human body has enough energy to basically light a whole city, you know, or to just run and do so many things during the run of the day. And when people say they're tired, it's generally because of their thought pattern and what they've eaten during the run of the day. So it's extremely important to eat high-energy foods.
Exactly, definitely. So I hope that answered your question, brother.
Well, thank you. I'm a little cheated a little bit, because I know a little bit about it. That's why I'm saying so, so the other listeners know what's up, so, you know.
Definitely. Well, thank you for your add-in, and thank you for your commentary and your questions. We really appreciate it.
All right, then. Peace.
Thank you, Justin, for your comment.
All right. We do have another caller on the line, caller from the 443 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions that pertain to the subject?
Peace to you and Sister Queen and the sister on the line. I like to confirm and affirm everything that y'all have been talking about tonight.
Thank you.
My name is Safari Nefakara. I called out my regular call in on the show and listened. And
thank you.
I just did I think I probably mentioned it before, I just did 14 years in prison, and positive affirmation had got me out. You know what I mean? I read a couple books, but I read a lot of books, you know, during my 14 years locked up. But it was two books that really stood out to me as far as doing that, as far as No More, and what we as far as called the word power, the power of the word, and the word power of the word. And one of the books was A Healthy Sense of Self by William H.T. Bailey. And the book is so powerful because basically we had to really think a lot of things. Like, a lot of people didn't think that I was going to get out the time that I was going to get out. They thought, well, maybe we got four more years to do. But I knew in affirmation of thinking positive, having a positive outlook on life, not feeling sorry for myself, not feeling, you know, like I'm a victim and the victimization of how our communities try to make us, you know, whereas though you're the victim and every time something goes wrong, people will have this saying, well, it's always something, or I knew that something bad will happen. These things of that nature and that kind of thinking, and people don't realize when you think and speak certain things, you bring them certain things in, into your to your realm, into your element.
Sure,
and once you bring them thoughts into your realm, your element, and then, you know, bad things happen. And you don't think, well, why, you know, but you don't realize that we don't understand the laws of attraction. We can attract negative things into our realm or positive on you. And once you understand the laws of attraction, you know, will be as you think more positively, you'll attract more positive things into your life. If
That's
you think
right.
more negative all the time, then you'll attract those negative things in your life. And a lot of people don't really believe in that. You know, a lot of people don't really understand what karma is, you know, and so we understand reciprocity. And so dealing with, you know, the spiritual, you know, belief of Mayat, you know, they're the one that, you know, one of the principles of reciprocity is, you know, we try to bring and promote positivity, and that way you'll get that back. You know, so like I say, I just like to, you know, confirm and affirm that it really works. You know, and I wish that more people would really understand it, you know, because we realize that, you know, being here in this Western, you know, Western world, a lot of people believe that, you know, if you pray or certain things, you know, you pray to a God out of yourself instead of praying to the God that you are within yourself, you know, that means that you have the power to bring what you want into your realm, you know, but, and people don't really understand that. And I think one of the reasons is because, you know, we deal, and there was another book, too, by European named Gary Zukav. It's called The Seed of the Soul. That's another powerful book. And he basically says that, you know, a lot of us are five sensory beings. And so we have to get out that five sensory element and go into that other element, whereas though we're using, you know, our third, you know, our multi-sensory element, whereas though we're thinking positive and we already know and affirming. Like I said, when I wasn't supposed to be out until 2016, but I knew the work, I put the work in, and I changed my life first by changing my actions, the way I eat, the way I talk, the way I, you know, it's a whole step. It's not just, so I just want to think positive. I have to, you know, also think it, but also put the positive work in action. And I knew if I continue to put that positive work in action, then I will bring that into my realm. And, you know, so like, that's all I like to say, not to take up too much time. But I thank you for the night, you know, very inspirational. And continue to do what I do.
And what's your name, brother?
Ma'am?
What is your name, brother?
Oh, Tafari.
Say that again.
Tafari. T-A-F-A-R-I.
Tafari.
Yes.
Okay, Bernard, it's such a pleasure to talk with you, and I appreciate you sharing the information with our listening audience, Tay and I, because we have to be able to use our reasoning abilities, our perception, our imagination, our intuition, our will, and our memory abilities. Those things are so fundamental. And I would like to also throw a book out, too. It's called The 48 Laws of Power by Green. I think it's Robert Green. Have you read that book or you with it?
I read that. Powerful book, too.
Yes, it is. And I thank you so much for affirming what we're talking about. And we look forward to doing some more of these kinds of conversations. And I hope you have an opportunity to listen at those times.
I definitely will.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling in. Peace and blessings.
Thanks. Peace and blessings.
All right, we do have another caller. Caller from the 267 area code. You're live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Hey, peace, Queen. What's going on?
Peace.
This is Derek Rouse from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. Go Philadelphia.
How are you doing, Dr. Schaefer?
We are just fantastic. Listen, we're floating on cloud nine. We might have to go to Jack Daniels after this conversation.
Yeah,
if you follow me. You know?
I just wanted to call in real quick and just say this is an excellent, excellent topic. You know, it's definitely a topic we need to talk about more, you know, especially in our communities. I was actually a guest a few weeks ago on Sister Tay's radio show, and I did a more so dealing with positive experiences dealing with traveling, because I'm a travel agent by my career, and I talk more about, you know, the positive experiences that you can change your life through having different cultural experiences and stuff like that. So I definitely appreciate this topic. I guess one of the things I actually talked about, I kind of briefly mentioned it, but I actually, when I was younger, well, I'm 24 now, so when I was about like 11 or 12, I'm still young, but you know, when I was younger,
when I was an embryo.
But when I was in my preteen stage, I actually started suffering through clinical depression. So like when I started to get, you know, a lot older to what I am, like around 20, 21, I actually started get into a lot of self-help books and books on positive thinking, and like through that, and of course through like the diet and all that stuff, I was able to basically be able to will myself out of that state. But you know, through that 8 to 10 year period, you know, I was like, you know, everything that you can think of is like the opposite of positive thinking and lifestyle, other than just drugs. You know, I was conditioned that way. Yeah. So it was definitely a rough time for me. So, but you know, just affirming everything that you've been saying about positive thinking and being able to change your life through your words so that leads to your actions, you know, it's a very, very powerful concept. So actually, I wanted to throw out some books as well that I've personally read. There's actually two books in particular. Three books in particular. One is The 12 Universal Laws of Success by Herbert Hubert, I think his name is. And then the other one is Unlimited Power, Black Choice by Anthony Roberts and Joseph McClinton. They're actually two internationally known motivational speakers. And actually, you mentioned the 48 Laws of Power, and there's actually a new book that he just wrote, Robert Greene. It's called Mastery. So that's a very, you know, his whole book collection is very powerful. And just one quick tip I wanted to throw out for everybody, because I know we were talking about, you know, how to put this into practical use. For people that have, like, an iPod or maybe have, like, a CD player in their car, you know, I just want to say, like, if you can get some of these books on tape or through, like, the CD, or you can download it on your computer, just, you know, be able to play it in your car instead of, you know, always put music on. You know, put, like, a motivational speech on while you're riding, you know, riding to work somewhere. Or, you know, if you have your iPod, you know, just take that while you're jogging. So you can, you know, be able to internalize a lot of that, you know, that positive energy, you know, without, you know, doing, you know,
or
a
while
whole
you're
bunch
sleeping,
of reading and stuff.
Or while you're bathing.
Right.
Or while you're riding.
Thank you very much. Just relaxing. All those things work. That's how we access the power in this universe. The energy that exists in our universe is so grand, brother. Let me tell you, I came into contact with this term called spiritual technology, and it took me a minute to be able to understand it. But when a person really understands what spiritual technology is, they will know what the power of this universe holds as far as energy is concerned, and all we have to do is tap into it. You're on the right road, my man. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Definitely. Thank you for calling in and sharing all that information with us.
No,
it was powerful, brother. Thank you.
Peace.
Oh, Tay, you know what, I wanted to give kudos to you with the brother that was online, too, because I think that you're such a phenomenal young African-American queen. I really am so honored to know you and to be a part of this experience.
Thank you very, very much. And I received that with so much gratitude. Thank you. Okay, we do have another caller, and I believe this is our last caller on the line. Caller from the 216 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Yes, honors queen. This is Revelation Bay.
Okay, go boy.
Yes.
She is a queen, you're right.
Yeah, I was just saying that this is what I deal with, positive thinking, positive energies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, I'm a crump dancer. And if you know what crump is, it's kingdoms radically uplifting mighty praises.
All right.
I'm more like spiritual. So I'm not like religious, but nobody's religious.
This is my personal perspective, because the various religions that are in existence have kind of got us caught up, so spirituality is really right on the right target. I go with you on that one, brother. Please go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So I'm more teaching people that it's humanity. You know, it's not about race. It's about humans. You know, we got to start loving each other, thinking positive, you know.
That's great.
Listening to music of love, you know.
Yeah.
Everything that's just positive, you got to start. And this is what defeats the devil, you know,
listen
the lower self.
The nature.
Mm-hmm. Yes, love conquers evil, you know.
It does.
And if you notice, this whole war is about us getting right with God. Like, a lot of people would be like, well, we got to do this, we got to do that. But God gave you free will.
Didn't he?
Free will is, and the free will is positive or negative. You know,
yes,
either positive thinking or negative thinking. But they got to know that it's consequences that they got to deal with.
That's right.
You know, from if they think negative.
That's right.
But, you know, the war in heaven was about us getting it right. So we basically
forgive me, because I know this is your moment, but the benefits of thinking positively is that we reap positive benefits.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what I'll be teaching. You know, we individuals, we got to answer for ourselves, you know, so we can't worry about what somebody else did.
That's right.
You know. But I honor y'all for this one. And
thank you.
Most blessings to y'all.
All right. Thank you. Please. Thank you for that input. All right. We do have a last caller on the line. Caller from the 646 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Yes, good evening. I've been on the line. All right, peace. This is the first invitation I've taken advantage of. My name is Brother Mike X.
Okay.
I'm from the Bronx, New York area. And you know, I was just listening, taking it in, and you know, I agree with just about everything that I've heard. You know, My path to consciousness and awareness, you know, came through, you know, hip-hop of the late 80s, early 90s. You know, I was awakened through, you know, the KRS-Ones and Rakim Allahs. You know, they introduced me to, you know, my spiritual father, Malcolm X. And, you know, I adopted, you know, a black nationalist, you know, particularly young, angry, and black mindset. And attitude and behavior, you know. So for a lot of years, I was trapped in the you know, the enemy. You know, look what's being done to us. You know,
heavy, kind of mentality.
Yeah, heavy chip on my shoulder. You know, and it was hard for me to, you know, to see, you know, the positivity in the sun. You know, coming up in the morning. You know, the fact that you know, that I awakened another day. It was hard for me to see the opportunities, the positive side. And, you know, I traveled in that realm for a number of years, striving to organize and activate our people. And, you know, it didn't come together. You know, I had a fall, you know, and I had to realize, you know, I had to pick up spirituality. And that's when I started getting into the self-help books and, you know, so I could relate, you know, I could relate to a lot of what was being said. And for the last couple of years, it's been about 6 or 7 years, I've been striving. I believe everything that I believed before. But now I'm looking at things from the positive side. You know, I'm looking at what I can do instead of what's being done to us. You know what I mean?
Because it has to be much more.
Yeah, so, you know, I know that you're getting ready to close out, and I just wanted to, I'm going to strive to connect with y'all more often. Thank you for what you're doing. You know, thank you for offering. Thank you for offering the positive energy, and I enjoyed, you know, what I heard tonight.
I'm so glad.
You know, Yeah, peace and blessings to you.
Mm-hmm. Brother X, may I say something before you left? Because aren't the stars majestic? And the moon, oh my goodness, it's so majestic. I have the opportunity at night to lay in my bed, and I have a skylight in the ceiling of my room. So I have the opportunity to look at the stars at night, and I see the moon, and sometimes during the day I see the moon. I'm like, you know, this is really heaven right here. This is one heaven that I really love. And, you know, when I go to the state of immortality, okay, that's going to be another groove thing, you know. I'm so glad that you called.
Thank you.
Peace. And to add on a little bit to what the brother was saying, I mean, there's nothing wrong with experiencing human emotion. We're not telling you you're going to be happy all the day, every day. That's completely not feasible or not realistic. But, again, what we're stressing is that your perspective change and that you look at seemingly negative situations or bad situations differently, and you transform your perspective and the way that you perceive things.
Yeah.
And that will transform the way that you live. If I may, really quickly, before we close out the show, I'd like to shout out Vision Class and the whole Vision Class movement, which I am a part of, which the very basis of Vision Class is to teach people how to manifest their visions and dreams. If you would like to learn more about Vision Class, you can go to youtube.com/visionclass, or you can visit us on facebook.com/visionclass as well. All right? And you can check that out there. Yeah, it's awesome. Join the movement.
Yeah.
I'm in there, like swimwear, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, so before we close out the show, I want you to give any of your information pertaining to any events or projects that you have coming up and anything that you would like to share with the people.
Oh, yes. One of our questions was, how do you access positive thinking? I'm working on a piece of technology now that will allow individuals to be inspired and motivated on a daily basis, and they can program this information to a particular device, and they can be prompted this information on an hourly basis, on a daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis, yearly. So as soon as I get it, I'm in a really good place with it, because I just have to get it into the marketplace. So as soon as I do, team, everybody jump on board, because we're going to be transforming the way that our world thinks. It begins right here, right now.
Definitely. Thank you for sharing that with us. And thank you for spending the time with us.
Oh, forgive me. And as soon as Tay invites me again, then we'll be on the line. We'll be on the scan line, team.
All right. Definitely. All right. So thank you for spending this time with us, Dr. Schaefer. It's been a pleasure talking to you about positive experiences and these positive things. And we wish you much continued blessings on your journey and your path, and that much continued success come your way.
Thank you. And I say sky's not the limit, because there's something beyond the skies, and that's what I'm all about.
Exactly. Well, peace and blessings, and thank you for calling in.
Oh, I thank you. I love you guys so much, and good night. Look forward to talking with you on the next time.
Okay, good night. All right, you've been listening into Conversations with the Queen, where we value conscious and holistic topics and approaches to life and self-improvement. You can catch us every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and catch us next Monday, of course, at the same time, same place, blogtalkradio.com/109-9PennStation. All right, I'm going to take it out, you guys, with Jill Scott Golden. Peace.